Welcome to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact in our community through their purpose, their passion, and their generosity. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I invite you to join me for a conversation about how our guest is making a difference and learn how you can make a difference as well. If you or a friend or family member were feeling stressed or scared, maybe you were feeling hurt or lonely, what advice would you give them? If a loved one was searching for answers to life's biggest questions, where would you suggest they go? Sometimes it's another family member, like a parent or a grandparent. Sometimes it's a friend or a mentor or maybe a personal coach. Maybe you recommend they go to see a therapist or a counselor for help. Now, I understand that not everyone will agree with my response if I was asked this question, and actually I have been many times, and I know so many people, myself included, that have been helped by this that I really want to talk about it because I know there are people out there that can benefit from it. If this is not your thing, I get it, but I encourage you to just hear me out. And perhaps your ideas or your thoughts about it may change. My circle of influence and my closest gal pals would have a definite clear-cut answer if I was in this situation, and I have been, like most people have, and my answer is the same as was recommended to me. Go and sit quietly with the one who is all those things wrapped up in one. A parent, a friend, a mentor, a coach, a counselor, a life guide. He knows you better than anyone else on the planet. Connect with the one who created and designed you for greatness because he's the only one and the best one who has all the answers. I think by now you know that my response to the question, what would I do if I needed help, is I rely on my faith. Where do I go? Well, I go to God. Or hashtag G2G, as some people say. Seek him for comfort, for guidance, for peace and calm. Seek him for answers to all of life's most challenging questions, and also recommend others do the same. But what if you're not connected to a specific church or faith organization? I will say, first of all, remember, it's all about the relationship because that's where it starts. But there are organizations out there that offer ways to get connected. And we're going to learn about one in today's interview. Welcome to the show today, Sabrina Bush, founder of Prayer Haven, which is a nonprofit ministry that helps people connect with their faith outside of traditional church settings. Happy to have you here today, Sabrina.
Thank you for having me, Jill. It's a pleasure to be here.
You are welcome. I'm excited to dive into this. I actually met you, last fall at a retreat, and we connected. My group of gal pals connected with you and your friend because of a similar interest, obviously. And you have a lot of great things that you offer, and you're very passionate about what you do. And so I thought it would be a great opportunity for others to feel that passion as well. So why don't you start by telling us about Prayer Haven? You know, how did it start and why?
Sure. So Prayer Haven was something God placed on my heart. I actually remember arguing with him about it. I can tell you the exact spot I was. I was on a walk and I heard him say, "You're going to start a ministry." And I'm pretty sure I swore. And I'm like, the heck if I am.
And it's, not me, God, not me.
Yes, exactly. But it's developed since then. He was persistent with the visions he placed on my heart. And I drug my feet, which we'll probably talk about in a bit. But I stepped out in obedience, and here we are. We have Prayer Haven developed and some fun things to go along with it.
And when did it start?
This would have been fall of 2024.
Okay. So it's a new organization, a new ministry. And I like that what you said about being obedient. But you're honest saying, you know what? I really didn't want to do this in the first place. And it was going to be a challenge, you know, but I think anything worth doing can be difficult, you know. But the important thing is to be obedient, and you were. Talk to us about helping people know God outside the walls of traditional church. What does that look like?
Sure. So I'm going to go a little bit into my backstory of what led me here. Was I spent 10 years in a church. I was checking boxes, though. I didn't realize that at the time, but in hindsight, I'm now well aware. This is nothing against churches. I highly support churches. I just know that scripture never once refers to a church as a building. It is always a body of people.
Yes.
I know that people have been hurt. People are uncomfortable in the church settings, but it's still so important that they know God, that they have that relationship with God, that they know that they are not alone and that they can turn to their faith. And we can do that outside the walls of a church.
Yeah. And again, the church, quote unquote, is not brick and mortar. It is the people, like you said. The church is not a building. It's the people of God. Why do you think some people struggle then to connect with God in traditional church settings? And again, we're not saying everybody does. We're saying that there are some that do, and this is who you're reaching out to and sharing this with.
Yeah, this actually started with, it must have been around Christmas time that this developed more so, because I was watching Hallmark movies.
And I love Hallmark. Love Hallmark.
And in the Hallmark movies, every time somebody was going through something hard or difficult or challenging, they would randomly go to a church and sit in there in the middle of the night and pray. Mm. And it's got me to start thinking about, if people had that opportunity still, even if they're not strong in their faith, would they turn to God in hard situations instead of away from them? So a lot of people struggle with the church. And again, this is nothing against the church. It is definitely needed. Society has just changed it a little bit than what it was originally made for. People have been hurt. People have been judged. People have been unwelcome. People have been turned away. Or people are just uncomfortable. They know they are walking in a hard spot. They know that they want to do better. And they're not comfortable showing up with their sins in a church at this time. There are people that attend church every week, serving, doing all the right things, but still feel disconnected from God. So this isn't even just about the people that aren't comfortable in a church. It is for people that are in a church, but don't have that relationship, like you mentioned in the beginning. And that's where Prayer Haven was developed from. And one part of that was Bible boxes. And that is something God placed on my heart as well, to work with people outside of the walls of the church to develop that relationship and to grow their faith.
Okay, so this is really intriguing. I'm sure many of you know about these small, I don't know what they call them, book boxes or what, you know, these
free little libraries.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay, so is that what it is? I mean, explain how these Bible boxes work.
Yeah, so they are exactly like the free little libraries. And again, I just share this because I hope to show people the conversations that I have with God. Sometimes it's audibly, sometimes it's in my head.
Right.
But when he placed this on my heart, I'm like, that is stupid. Like, I literally thought that free little libraries were a thing of the past. And what he placed on my heart was to do that with free Bibles and other faith-based resources.
Okay.
And I questioned it and I doubted it, because you can get free Bibles almost anywhere. Churches hand them out left and right. Other organizations have them available. But that's, again, coming back to where I had to step out in obedience. But yeah, so we just created these little boxes that are present at people's homes, businesses, and you can go up to them at any time. We'll always, always have Bibles in there, adult Bibles and children Bibles.
Oh,
sometimes
great.
We get fun and have like the action Bibles in there. The
okay.
kids really like those ones.
Nice.
And other faith-based resources. Sometimes it's fun things. Sometimes it's devotionals, books, stuff like that.
Okay. Do you have the little Jesuses?
We do.
Because everybody needs a little Jesus, right?
Exactly. We have the little Jesuses and glass crosses.
Oh, nice.
And mustard seeds.
And okay, so tell us where you have some of these Bible boxes.
So right now we have four boxes out. We have one in Beaver Dam. We have one in Delafield at the Marty's Pizza, one in Oconomowoc at the corner of Lily and Rose, and then one in Wisconsin Rapids. It's called the Hannah Center is who sponsors that one up there.
So if someone wants to sponsor a Bible box, they just get a hold of you and say, I'd like to do one in my area.
Yep. Oh. We just prefer the area be safe, well-lit, and easily accessible, but it can, again, be your home or a business.
Okay. Well, I'm curious what kind of impact you've seen from these Bible boxes.
Yeah. So there has been a lot. I do try to be respectful of the people that have reached out to me about it because I have not had their permission to share their testimonies. But the impact started right at the beginning. I stepped out and I shared it on a social media group. And I admit it. I'm like, I feel very strange sharing this, but this is an idea God placed on my heart. And I want to know your thoughts about it. And even just from that, the impact alone was incredible. The support, the encouragement. And then from there, it developed. Our first box was located in Oconomowoc. And I didn't know that the lady who hosts it was actually praying for a way to be a better disciple, to help people more in their faith. And as a full-time mom, she was like, how do I have time for this?
Oh, wow.
So when she saw my post looking for host of the box, she knew immediately this is what she was supposed to be doing.
Wow. So, it's like an answer to prayer for both of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And the same thing happened at Hannah House in Wisconsin Rapids. She had been praying for something for her residents and then saw one of my posts.
Wow.
So not only is the box impacting the people that are getting Bibles or resources out of it, it's impacting the community.
Love that.
Yes.
Yeah, because we're a community resource, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we do this so that people understand resources that are available in the community. So this is right in alignment with that. That's awesome. Wonderful. Well, have you ever been told that your personal story doesn't just belong to you? If it's used properly, it can encourage the weary, strengthen the doubting, give hope to the broken. And in a world filled with fear and uncertainty, we need to get your words out there as much as possible because your story matters. Stay tuned because we talk about how you can do that after our short commercial break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to MPC, brought to you by Allen Becker Investment Group. At EIG, we are committed to education. That's why we host seminars throughout the year covering topics like Medicare, estate planning, real estate investing, caregiving, personal finance, and more. And the best part? They're open to everyone. Curious about what's coming up? Visit ellenbecker.com/events and join us. We'd love to see you there.
Welcome back to MPC, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and Sabrina Bush, founder of Prayer Haven, is joining me in the studio today. So, Sabrina, I talked about how everyone's personal story can make a real difference in the lives of others. How does sharing a personal testimony help someone spiritually or emotionally, in your experience?
Sure. So a significant part of the ministry is helping people share their testimonies. Again, referring to scripture, we are commanded to share our testimonies. God gives us stories so that we share them. And the biggest way to defeat the enemy is to share our testimonies.
Oh, for sure. There's a song out, right?
There
on K-Love,
is.
You know, yes. I'm a living, breathing, walking testimony.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been blessed as a writer ever since I've been young, and I've been recently a Christian life coach, so I now combine both of those experiences, and I help people write their testimonies, and just the power of getting the words out of your heart and into the world, either vocally or in writing, it's so healing for people. And then it can also be used to help others. It helps people have hope. It helps people turn away from problems that they think they can never escape from. It keeps people encouraged. They know that they're not alone, that other people have gone through something similar, and that they were able to get through it by the grace of God.
And so this program is called Legacy Peace. Correct?
Yeah, that's what we call it. It was just the thought of having something to pass on for generations of how God has showed up in your life.
And do you have a story of someone's story, an impact of someone's story through the legacy piece that you offer?
Yeah, there's been a few. We'll start with Sylvia. She was walking through addiction, alcohol. She's had problems from her past that she was trying to heal from. It has been placed on her heart that she needed to share her testimony, but she didn't know how or where or what that would look like. And obviously, there's always the fear.
Right.
Or it's going to be uncomfortable. And you have to revisit those hard things that you went through.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, you can see her words on my website. But she was like, the healing process was amazing. To get the words out there has been so incredible. And the people her story has already helped has been inspiring.
Mm. We love to hear stories of impact because it really helps us better understand how what you're doing is working. You know, help us mm-hmm. to understand that what you are doing is really working. You are a young nonprofit. You are, you've got some great things going on now. What is your vision for the future of Prayer Haven?
Yeah. So when God works, sometimes he gives you the first step and you don't see the whole picture. But the way I see him work in my life is he gives me the whole picture. And then he kind of holds me back. Like, we're going to start here, though.
Okay.
So it's very interesting. So when I had this vision for Prayer Haven, it started as a very large vision. And that included a mobile Prayer Haven that responded to events throughout the U.S. where people turn away from God. The floods, the fires, mm-hmm. accidents, school shootings. And in that moment, people have two options, and I wanted something to support them. I wanted somebody to be there to pray for them, to encourage them, and to show them they're not alone.
Right, right. So this mobile ministry is something that is to come.
Correct.
It is sometime at some point in the future, and it's developing. So you're going to want to continue to follow Sabrina Bush from Prayer Haven so that you can see how her nonprofit is growing. It's exciting. You know, we started this show to highlight those small, organic, grassroots nonprofits that don't have a marketing budget to do this kind of thing, right? It has grown into so much bigger than that, but we understand that there are so many small nonprofits that are doing great things and they're evolving. And so stay tuned because Prayer Haven is growing and there's a lot of exciting things that are coming in the future. Well, what do you hope someone takes away after encountering Prayer Haven or the programs, some of the programs that we talked about today?
The biggest takeaway I hope for is not even regarding Prayer Haven. It's regarding my story. That God places something on your heart and it's easy to overlook it. It's easy to shove it back inside and pretend you didn't hear it. It's easy to get distracted by life.
Mm.
And I just encourage people to listen to what God's placing on your heart and step out in obedience. It might look silly, like I felt like with the Bible boxes. It might be scary. It might be huge.
Right.
But we need to be stepping out in obedience and we need to be stepping out in faith.
Yeah. And I know that through my studying over the years that God gives you this opportunity. We're just called to act on it. And then God is the one that grows it.
Yes.
You know, we can say, oh, you know, I don't think I can do this. Well, you aren't doing it. I mean, you are doing it because you are taking the initial steps. But God is looking for that obedience piece. So once you take that step, then God will take it and grow it.
Yep.
Right?
I always remind myself that the results are up to God.
So yes.
Even when I put them out there, I'm like, it doesn't matter to me what happens from here on out. I did what God asked me to do.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, what is the biggest need for your ministry right now and how can people help?
So there's several ways that you could help with Prayer Haven right now. I do have a list of people who do want to host boxes, so I'm getting through those as quickly as I can, but I'm also happy to take on new locations. Sponsoring a box is a big one. To be able to build a box and stock it for the initial install is about $250.
Okay.
So if somebody chooses to sponsor a box, they get a say in the location and they get a plaque on it. They can either put it in memory of someone, put their family name on it, or anything like that.
Nice.
And then The other need right now is monthly donations. To get the initial box out there is one thing, but then we have to keep them restocked. Right. And I can't even explain every time I stop by a box, every time I ask a host, what do you need? And they're like, more Bibles, more Bibles, more Bibles. And
that is so great.
It is. Yes. It's so exciting. I am personally funding a lot of this right now because I am not good at asking for help. So any donations make a big difference.
Yes. And is it easy for people to donate? Do you have like a donate button on your website?
I do.
Okay. Yep.
There's a whole page that you can go to. We are a 501c3. And one question a lot of people do ask is, would you take used Bibles? And I just want to clarify on that. Nothing against used Bibles, but I do prefer brand new. Just because there's something so special about getting your own Bible, especially if it's for the first time.
Right, right. And if I donated a Bible, there would be, pages would be dog-eared. Yep. There'd be a bunch of highlights, all through, notes, you know, obviously yes. You don't want that out there. So donating Bibles or devotionals or any faith-based material, people can ship to you or do an Amazon ship to at your address. All that information's on your website.
It is. Yeah. Okay. We have an Amazon wish list as well. And if you are local and you want to stop by and put in a faith-based resource, I'm okay with that. I just ask that you be considerate of what you're putting in and make sure it's appropriate to who we're trying to reach.
Right. And I think you told me when we were talking prior to doing the interview that you have found some things in your boxes that you wouldn't want in there. So, you know, things that are not faith-based. So devotionals, Bibles, little Jesuses, crosses, anything like that would be welcomed, right?
Those would be perfect. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And give us the website for people to contact you.
The easiest way is to search for Prayer Haven, Wisconsin.
Okay. Prayer Haven, Wisconsin spelled out or WI?
It doesn't matter. Either one is fine.
Oh, if you just search in the, do a Google search on that.
Correct.
You're saying. Okay, awesome. That sounds great. Well, I thank you, Sabrina, for sharing your heart to impact others in a very personal way. I just really appreciate you joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Stay tuned next week to hear about another wonderful nonprofit in our community and how they are making a difference. And always remember, whether you're at home, at work, or out in the community, find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. If something in today's conversation resonated with you, share it with a friend or family member. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss an episode. At Ellen Becker Investment Group, we believe education and community impact go hand in hand. That's why we love bringing you thoughtful insights from leaders and organizations who care deeply about making a difference in Milwaukee and beyond.
Please note, this podcast is intended for general informational purposes and to highlight philanthropic efforts in our community. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellen Becker Investment Group employees and leaders. For more resources, visit ellenbecker.com. We'll see you next time.